it's time to play the puzzle. Joining us, as always, is Will Shortz. He's puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's very own Puzzle Master. Good morning, Will.
Good morning, Lulu.
So, remind us of last week's puzzle.
Yeah, it came from listener Henrik Stranskoff of Luck, Wisconsin. I said, name a major professional sports team. The first and last letters of the team's name specify something that is an anagram of its interior letters. What team is it? Well, the answer is Red Sox. The first and last letters are RX, as in prescription, and the interior letters can be rearranged to spell dose, which is what a prescription specifies. Now, I tell you, a number of listeners sent in Padres, because the first and last letters spell PS, as in postscript, and the interior letters spell read. And I guess a postscript could sort of specify read, but I don't know. That felt a little stretchy to me.
We had about 800 responses, and the winner is Mary Todd of Baltimore, Maryland. Congratulations and welcome to the program.
Hi.
So describe where you are right now. I've been told that you're somewhere interesting.
I'm on the road. I'm traveling between Baltimore to Ithaca, New York, and currently I'm outside the country cupboard in Lewisburg, Pennsylvania.
Sitting on a park bench.
Sitting on a bench, yes, outside the restaurant.
I also heard you have an interesting hobby.
Yes, and that's where I'm going up to Ithaca to do, is to make lace.
How beautiful.
I'm taking a class to learn how to design my own lace, actually.
Oh, how fantastic. All right. Are you ready to play the puzzle?
Sure.
All right, Will. Take it away.
All right, Mary. Every answer today is a two-syllable compound word in which the vowel in each half is a short I. For example, if I said a person who spends as little money as possible, you would say skinflint. Two syllables, compound word, short I in each syllable. Your first one is slang for a football.
Oh, pigskin.
Pigskin is right. Number two, what Don Quixote tilted against.
Windmills.
That's right. Make tiny criticisms.
Nitpick.
Good. A bit of makeup in a tube.
Lipstick.
Lipstick is it. An article for measuring the amount of oil in an engine.
A dipstick.
That's a dipstick. A tiny, tiny hole.
Pinprick.
Good. An important person, informally.
Bigwig.
Good. A stupid person, informally.
Nitwit.
Nitwit works. Also dimwit, either one. How about a person or thing holding everything together?
Linchpin.
That's it. A person who crafts items out of a very soft metal.
A tinsmith.
Good. An exercise device worn around the wrist.
Fitbit.
That's it. A series of transparencies for projecting images onto a screen.
Film strip.
Film strip, nice. And your last one, a fancy kind of men's shoe.
Men's shoe.
It would be a dress shoe.
A wingtip.
A wingtip. Mary, I am impressed.
You did amazingly well, Mary. You just were firing those out. That's great. How do you feel?
Relieved.
Well, for playing our puzzle today, you'll get a Weekend Edition lapel pin as well as puzzle books and games. You can read all about it at npr.org/puzzle. And Mary, what member station do you listen to?
I'm a sustaining member of WYPR.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for playing the puzzle.
Yay. Thank you.
All right, Will, what is next week's challenge?
Yes, think of a title for a particular person. Two words, 15 letters in total, in which the only vowel is I. What is it? So again, title for a particular person, two words, total of 15 letters, in which the only vowel is I. What title is it?
When you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle, and click on the Submit Your Answer link. Remember, just one entry per person, please. Our deadline for entries is Thursday, October 11th, 2018, at 3 p.m. Eastern. Include a phone number where we can reach you at about that time, and if you're the winner, we'll give you a call, and you'll get to play on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master, Will Shortz. Thanks so much, Will.
Thank you, Lulu.